In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I share a few words for our mutual encouragement.
感谢神，奉主耶稣圣名来讲道。
Last week I had the opportunity to take my wife in to see the dentist.
上星期我有机会带我的妻子去看牙医。
And I'm sure most of us have been to the dentist at one time or another.
我相信大家都有看牙医的经验。
And it's always quite strange after we get the shot to numb us up, that after we leave the dentist's office, our face looks funny and we are basically very numb.
通常牙医帮我们注射麻药之后呢，我们的脸部可能会肿胀。当我们离开牙医诊所的时候，整个面颊都是麻的感觉。很奇怪，看起来也奇怪。
Sometimes we may talk funny because we have no sensation, we have no feeling.
尤其是在打过麻药之后，我们讲话的语调更是好笑，因为我们说话的时候已经失去了舌头的知觉。
You know, sometimes we can become emotionally numb as well.
但有的时候，我们的心灵也可能会有处于如此的麻痹状态。
The hurts of life can become so painful.
在我们生命当中的一些痛苦的事情，可能让我们非常的心痛。
They can become so strong that our feelings become numb and we feel nothing.
这心痛的感觉是如此的强烈，使我们的感情变得麻痹。
And sometimes people become spiritually numb.
有的时候人的灵性也会变得麻痹。
Perhaps at one time they had a close relationship with God.
或许我们曾经有与神一段亲密的关系。
But perhaps they also have become disappointed with other people who call themselves Christians, even brothers and sisters in the church.
但是有的时候我们与神的关系却因为与弟兄姐妹或者自称是基督徒的人而破坏了。
And sometimes it becomes spiritually hardened.
然后有的时候我们的灵性变得非常的硬心。
And sometimes people go through such a period of hardship that they feel that God is no longer with them.
然后有的时候人历经苦难，在患难当中，他会觉得神离开他们了。
And as a result, the fire in their spiritual life has gone out.
所以他心里面那为神热心的那个火苗就熄灭了。
This afternoon, we're going to take a look at the story of a man who was given a very devastating diagnosis.
然后今天我们要学习的是有一个患极重疾病的人。
His prognosis for recovery was quite grim.
然后他的重病复愈的几率是非常渺小的。
His isolation from society was great.
但他却必须要与这个世界隔离。
And he literally may have been numb all over his body.
然后他可能全身都已经是麻木，没有感觉了。
But this man met Lord Jesus.
但这个人他遇到了主耶稣
and his life was changed.
他的生命得到了改变
and through his story, our life can also be changed.
然后透过他的故事，我们的生命也能够得着改变
and we too may learn that there is hope when things may seem hopeless.
所以我们可以学到说，虽然一切事情看起来是绝望的时候，仍旧有希望和盼望
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5.
请翻开路加福音第五章
Luke chapter 5,
路加福音第五章
verses 12 through 16.
12节到16节
Please read.
路加福音五章十二节，有一回，耶稣在一个城里，有个满身长了大麻风，看见他，就伏伏在地，求他说：“主若肯，必能叫我洁净了。”十三节，耶稣伸手摸他说：“我肯，你洁净了吧。”大麻风立刻就离了他的身。十四节，耶稣嘱咐他：“你切不可告诉人，只要去把身体给祭司查看，又要为你所得的洁净，照摩西所吩咐的献上礼物，对众人做证据。”十五节，但耶稣的名声越发传扬出去，有极多的人聚集来听到，也指望医治他们的病。十六节，耶稣却退到旷野去祷告。
And the Lord Jesus was in a town that we don't know the name of.
然后主耶稣在一个我们不知名的城里。
And a man comes along who we are told is covered with leprosy.
然后有一个人他满身长满了大麻风。
Now for some of us that may not mean too much.
然后对我们有些人可能这算不了什么。
Because perhaps we don't understand what leprosy is.
因为我们不知道大麻风究竟是什么样的疾病。
Leprosy is a deadening of the nerve endings of the body.
然后大麻风它是人的周围末梢神经的一个死亡。
So that you can no longer feel anything.
所以你就没有办法去感觉任何，没有失去了知觉。
Now, to some of us, the idea of not being able to feel any pain might seem pretty good.
对某些人而说，失去知觉，对疼痛没有感觉是不错的事。
But then we come to realize that pain is actually God's gift to us.
但是我们仔细思考，疼痛其实是神给予我们的一项礼物。
Because it warns us of danger.
因为疼痛会给予我们警告。
When we reach out and touch a hot stove,
当我们伸手要去摸热的滚烫的炉子的时候，
we feel pain, so we pull our hand back.
我们因为灼伤的疼痛，然后将手伸回。
But a leper may touch a hot stove and not feel a thing, and his hand will continue to burn.
但是一个长大麻风的人，他可能摸着一个滚烫的锅子，人就没有知觉，然后让他的手不断的灼伤下去。
Now you and I, if we get a small stone in our shoe, we feel it.
在我们生活里面，如果鞋子里面有个小石子，我们会感觉到。
But not the person with leprosy.
但是有大麻风的人，他却浑然不知。
So the leper did not have these kind of feelings.
因为长大麻风的人，他们失去了知觉。
And so they very easily could abuse their body, their limbs.Because they cannot feel the pain.
所以他们很有可能在不知情的状况当中，不当使用他们的肢体。
And they become infected.
然后使他们受伤。
They become traumatized.
然后他们就受到更重的创伤。
And eventually their extremities become like stumps.
然后最后他们的四肢就变成麻木。
Now, when I was in the Air Force stationed in Okinawa in 1975,
当我在日本的空军在美军空军服役，那时候在1945年的时候，我在日本。
I had a chance to visit one of the last leper colonies.
然后我有机会去拜访最后一个大麻风的病患的一个社区。
It was on a small island off the coast of Okinawa, Japan.
然后它是在日本东方的一个小岛。
It has since been closed down.
然后那时候他们即将要将这个小岛封闭。
When I was there, I heard stories of rats chewing the fingers and the toes off of a leper, and he didn't even realize it.
然后当时候我曾经听过个惊人的故事，曾经有老鼠咬着大麻风病患的手指头和脚趾头，但是这大麻风病患却毫不知情。
Now, the Bible has very specific rules regarding those with leprosy.
然后在圣经上里面关于大麻风的律例有非常清楚的记载。
Let's turn to Leviticus.
请翻开利未记。
Chapter 13.
十三节。
Leviticus 13,
利未记十三章
verses 45 and 46.
四十五节和四十六节。利未记第十三章四十五节，身上有长大麻风灾病的，他的衣服要撕裂，也要蓬头散发，蒙着上唇，喊叫说。不洁净了，不洁净了。四十六节，灾病在他身上的日子，他便是不洁净。他既是不洁净，就要独居营外。
So leper colonies formed because lepers were placed in isolation.
然后呢，大麻风的集中营之所以会成立，是因为长大麻风病的人必须要与世隔绝。
So at the time of our Lord Jesus Christ, lepers were forced to beg because they could not work.
然后所以在耶稣的时代，那些长大麻风的病患必须要成为乞丐，因为他们没有办法工作。
And if a leper even stuck his head inside the door of someone's home, that home was pronounced unclean.
如果说今天一个长大麻风病患的人将他的手去触摸一个人的房门，那他这个房子就变成不洁净了。
So it's pretty safe to conclude that this man who came to Jesus was isolated and he felt cast aside by society.
所以我们今天来到耶稣跟前的这个长大麻风病患，他是被这个世界所驱逐的人。
It'd be similar to someone who is perhaps diagnosed with AIDS today.
就如同是今天被宣布感染艾滋病患一样。
As soon as the diagnosis is made, and it becomes public, then people tend to shy away from that person.
因为一个人一旦被宣告得染上艾滋病，那他周遭的人可能就要与他隔绝，不想与他交往。
In fact, there are many people who feel isolated.
实际上，许多人觉得他们的生活好像是被人隔离的。
It may not be to the same serious degree as a leper.
或许他们与人隔离的情况并没有大麻风病人那么糟。
Perhaps someone who has been unemployed for a long time.
或许有个人他已经失业在家已久。
He finds his family and friends looking at him differently.
他发现他的亲人、他的朋友用不同的异样的眼光看着他。
Those who perhaps not able to afford a good education.
然后可能是因为也让他没有办法得到更好的教育。
Those who are single parents.
然后像是单亲的家长。
The terminally ill.
然后或者是说的身患癌绝症的人。
And even those whose skin color may be different than those around them.
甚至是你肌肤的颜色与其他人不一样。
Many times they feel like there's no hope.
然后这些都让有时候都让人觉得是很绝望。
But this leper saw Jesus and he comes towards him.
但这个麻风病患者看到了耶稣，他就走到耶稣跟前。
And you can imagine how the crowd parted as he comes near, because he has to cry out, "Unclean, unclean."
然后我们可以试想，这个麻风病患他喊着“不洁净的，不洁净的”，然后在耶稣周遭的人群是如何的散开。
And so when he reaches Jesus, he falls to the ground.
所以当他走到耶稣面前的时候，他就跪，就伏伏在地。
And with his face to the ground, he says, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean."
当他伏伏在地的时候，他求着耶稣说：“主啊，主若肯，必能叫我洁净了。”
Let's think about this for a second.
让我们来想想他的话语。
Think about what a remarkable and faith-filled statement that is.
我们思想他这句话是有何等的信心在里面。
This leper was confident that the Lord Jesus had the power to make him well.
因为这位麻风病患者，他相信神主耶稣有能力医治他的麻风病。
He also had the faith to trust the Lord's will.
他也有信心相信神必愿意医治他。
Now he knew that the healing was up to the Lord Jesus.
他知道医治是在于主耶稣。
He didn't demand to be healed.
他并没有要求耶稣要医治他。
He simply made a statement.
他只是简单的说。
He came and presented himself to the only one who could heal him.
他就跪在那唯一可以医治他的人面前。
Because this man knew that when the Lord Jesus is present, even hopeless situations have hope.
因为他知道只要有主耶稣，即便是个绝望的情境都有盼望。
He could have given up.
他可以放弃。
He could have just resigned himself to the fact that he was going to live the rest of his life as a leper.
他甚至可以想说，我这辈子可能就只能过着麻风病患的生活了。
But he didn't do this.
但是他却不这么想。
By all earthly appearances, there was nothing that could be done for this man.
因为在这个世界上已经没有任何人能为这个麻风病患者做任何的事。
However, the Lord Jesus brings hope into the most hopeless situations.
但是主耶稣他却将盼望带到最绝望的处境里。
Recently, I was in the Dominican Republic.
我最近到了多米尼加。
And the first Sabbath that I was there during the lunch time, I received some very sad news.
然后在多米尼加的第一个安息日的中午，我接到了一个非常让人伤心的信息。
There was a sister, who had known for quite a few years, very strong in her faith at that time. Had received the Holy Spirit.
有一位我认识数年的姐妹，她信心非常的坚强，然后她得到了圣灵。
And received word that 2 days prior to my getting there, she had committed suicide.
然后这位姐妹却在我抵达多米尼加的前两天，她自杀了。
The sister had stopped coming to church for a while.
然后这位姐妹她已经停止来教会一段时间。
And the brothers and sisters were very concerned about her.
然后那时候的地方，弟兄姐妹非常关心这位姐妹。
They would call her. They would try to visit her.
她试着打电话与她联络，去拜访她。
Encourage her to come back to church.
并且鼓励她要回到教会。
But she never said yes and never said no.
但这位姐妹她却未曾拒绝，也没有答应。
It was always, I'll let you know or maybe.
她只说，可能吧，那我会让你知道的。
We'll see.
那我们再看看吧。
And what we found out from her family, who were not our members, we found out that she had some health problems.
然后我们从她未信主的家人口中得知，这位姐妹有健康上面的问题。
The average person in Dominican Republic is very poor.
因为在多米尼加的这个国家的经济情况非常不好。
To see a doctor or to go to the hospital is beyond their means.
然后要到医院去看医生是超过他们财务上面所能负担的。
And she was suffering from terrible headaches, migraine headaches.
然后这位姐妹有非常严重的偏头痛。
To the point where she was, her family was giving her all different kinds of local remedies.
然后她头痛到的程度使她的家人常常用不同的偏方来帮她医治头痛。
But the pain was too unbearable for her.
但是她的头痛却超过她所能够忍受的程度。
And her granddaughter came home and found her hanging outside her house from a tree.
然后有一天她的孙女回家的时候却发现祖母这位姐妹将自己吊死在屋外的树上。
This was not just a physical problem.
然后她所经历的并不只是身心上的病痛。
This was a spiritual problem.
这更是一个灵性的病痛。
If this sister had only come back to God,
如果这位姐妹她愿意再回到神的怀里
only let the brothers and sisters pray for her like they wanted to.
让弟兄姐妹能够为她来祷告
If she had turned to Jesus,
如果她愿意回头归向耶稣的怀抱
who knows?
谁知道
he may have healed her.
或许她真的能够得着医治
May God, have mercy on her.
愿神怜悯她
Now this leper knew two things that are the starting point for every one of us who is longing for hope.
然后，所以这位大麻风病患呢，他知道两件事，然后也就是我们这些期待得到盼望的人所想要知道的。
First, he recognized that he had a problem that he could not fix.
首先，他知道说他有一个没有人能够改变的处理的问题。
He could have argued, you know, I deserve better than this.
他或许可以对他的生命来抗议，来不满的说，我应该过得比我的生活应该要过得更好。
Why me? Why me?
为什么是我得大麻风呢
？But he didn't do those things.
但是他却没有自爱自怜。
Instead, he comes to the Lord Jesus and he simply says, "I am unclean."
然后相反的，他是来到了耶稣的面前，向众人宣告着：“我是不洁净的。”
And if you desire, you can remove my uncleanliness.
主若肯，必能医治，必能叫我洁净了。
A sick person cannot be made well until they recognize and admit that they are sick.
一个生病的人，他没有办法得着医治，然后必须要等到他认知、看清楚他的疾病之后，他才能够真正的去得医治。
You know, we can deny our illness.
我们可以否定我们有生病的事实。
We can argue and say it's not fair.
然后我们可以向我们的命运来争执的说这是不公平的。
And we can even get angry.
然后我们甚至会对我们的生命感到愤怒。
But we cannot get help until we face the reality of our sickness.
但是如果我们没有面对我们的疾病的话，我们是没有办法得着真正的帮助。
And this is the same way that every one of us needs to come.To Jesus.
这也就是当我们来到耶稣面前的时候，我们所应有的一个认知。
We can show everyone our supposed good works.
然后我们可以让所有人知道说我们有这有很好的工作。
The fact is, we are still sick.
但事实上我们还是生病的。
In reality, we are terminally sinful.
然后在实际上我们在神面前是罪恶极重的人。
And there's nothing that we can do to help ourselves.
但是我们却没有办法为我们的罪来做什么。
Now, the second thing that this man did was he turned to Jesus.
然后这个人做的第二件事情就是他去找耶稣。
Just like a person who is sick needs to turn to a specialist.
就如同一个生病的人必须要寻找医生来医治他的病。
So we must turn to the one, the only one who can help us with our sin.
所以我们需要寻找，找到那一个能够处理我们罪问题的人来处理我们罪孽的除去我们的罪。
The Lord Jesus alone has the prescription that we need.
只有主耶稣才有处理罪恶的处方签。
Now this leper turned to the only one who could help him.
所以这个麻风病患他找到那个唯一可以帮助他的那个人。
Now what the Lord Jesus did next is really quite unbelievable.
然后主耶稣接下来面对他的请求所做出的事情是让人难以想象的。
He reached out his hand and he touched the man.
耶稣伸手摸他。
He says, I am willing, be clean.
说我肯你洁净了吧。
And immediately the leprosy leaves him.
大麻风立刻就离了他的身。
Do we understand what he did?
我们明白主耶稣究竟做了什么吗？
Jesus reached out and touched the man.
主耶稣伸手摸了这个麻风病患。
The Greek word indicates that he may have even embraced him.
然后在希腊原文甚至有意表着说主耶稣甚至伸手去拥抱了这个麻风病患。
Now remember, because this man had leprosy, everyone was supposed to stay away from him.
但是我们要记得，长大麻风病患的人必须要 与人隔绝，是大家避而远之的。
And anyone who touched this man would become unclean himself.
凡是碰到大麻风病的人，他们也会变成不洁净。
The Lord Jesus could have simply just spoken the word to him and said, "You are healed."
主耶稣可以简单的用一句话说，你得医治了。
But instead, he chose to touch him.
但主耶稣却选择要伸手来摸他。
And I think this was a very deliberate act that was designed to convey the love of God to someone who felt abandoned.
所以这也就是神亲自用他的肢体语言向那些被人抛弃的人来表示他的大爱。
The Lord Jesus literally entered into this man's world.
所以主耶稣他亲身的走进了这一个人的生命里。
This man had been deprived of being able to kiss his wife.
然后这个人可能因为生病而没有办法而与他的妻子分离。
Holding his children.
然后不能摸他的孩子。
Greeting his friends with a handshake.
也没有办法伸手跟他的朋友握手言欢。
Even hugging a loved one.
甚至没有办法对他的爱人来给予一个爱的拥抱。
But the Lord Jesus says, I am willing.
但主耶稣却说，我肯。
And the infection was gone.
然后他的灾病就走了。
The deformed parts were made whole again.
然后他那些被疾病变屈的身体再次的还原。
His sores were healed.
他的灵魂得着了医治。
All the discomfort and the pain was gone.
他全身的病痛都不见了。
He was completely made whole.
他变成一个全新新造的人。
When the Lord Jesus came to earth in Bethlehem,
然后所以主耶稣他来到世界上的时候
，He entered into our world.
然后他也来到了我们的生命里。
And in a sense, the Lord embraced us.
然后所以神他也要伸手拥抱我们。
And as Jesus reached out and healed this leper.
所以当耶稣他伸手来医治这个麻风病患者时
He has also reached out to us.
他同样的也伸手要来怀抱我们。
Now after the man was healed, the Lord Jesus says, don't tell anyone.
所以当这个麻风病患得医治之后，耶稣嘱咐他说，你切不可告诉人。
Go show yourself to the priest.
只要去把身体给祭司查看。
Offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing.
又要为你得了洁净照摩西所吩咐的献上礼物。
As a testimony to them.
对众人做证据。
So Jesus tells this man to go through this elaborate process to verify that he indeed had been healed.
所以耶稣教导这个人要照着摩西的律法来证明他已经得着了医治。
He had to be examined by the priest.
他必须要由祭司来检查。
And then he had to go through a series of washings and offerings for a period of 8 days.
然后，而且他还要经过洁净礼，然后要有约八天的洁净礼和奉献的仪式。
Jesus said he needed to do this as a testimony to them.
因为耶稣说这是为了要向众人做证据。
Who were them?
那这众人又是谁呢
？The priests and the teachers of the law，
也就是祭司和律法师。
So because by going to the priests and these teachers, the man was testifying to several things.
因为当这个人他们走到祭司和律法师面前，他要见证几件事。
First, the priest would verify that the man truly had been healed.
首先，他见证了他的大麻风得着完全的医治。
Secondly, by obeying the law, it would testify that Jesus did not oppose the law of Moses, because some people were accusing him of that.
然后第二，当他遵守摩西的律法，这表示说主耶稣也教导他要遵守摩西的律法，并不是废去摩西律法的。
And thirdly, this great healing would testify to those religious leaders that Jesus was really someone who was very unique, very special, sent by God.
所以当他的大麻风得着医治，得着洁净，也证明出耶稣他是有特别的权柄的人。
Now this change in this man was very dramatic and very immediate.
然后这个人他生命的改变是马上，是立即的。
He'd received his life back.
他重新得着自己的生命。
Soon he would be declared clean by the priest.
所以他能够被祭司称为是洁净的。
And he could return to his family, return to his friends.And live life as a normal person again.
所以他可以回到他的亲朋好友的身边，过一个正常人的生活。
When hope and life are given back to a person who is hopeless.
所以对一个绝望的人，当他再次得着一个盼望，然后还有他的生命的时候
，That person cannot help but tell others.
然后这个人就没有办法忍住不去告诉别人他所经历的是什么。
The man couldn't help himself.
这人他忍不住。
His life had been changed by the Lord.
因为他的生命被耶稣改变了。
When such great things happen, you have to tell people.
因为当我们的生命经历如此的奇迹，你必须要向众人来宣讲。
I don't think anyone here could win the lotto and not tell someone.
我相信在座的，如果你今天中了彩券，你会忍住不告诉任何人。
You may want to tell your lawyer first, but you're going to tell someone.
你可能会先跟你的律师报备一声，但是你有可能会跟其他人讲。
So this raises a question.
所以这里就提到了一个问题。
If we consider what the Lord Jesus has done for us,
如果我们心想主耶稣他曾在我们生命里面为我们做过任何的事，
Why is it that we are so reluctant to tell others about Jesus?
那为什么我们却迟疑的不肯向大家来分享主耶稣在我们生命带来的改变呢？
It would seem that it's either because we are, perhaps we haven't realized the depth of what he has done for us.
或许是因为我们并不了解神他为我们所做的深远的意义。
Perhaps we haven't recognized the greatness of God's gift to us.
或许我们还没有明白神所给予我们的恩典是何等的大。
I have to admit, it's very difficult sometimes to tell others about Jesus.
然后必须承认，有的时候要向旁人传讲耶稣是一件非常困难的事。
One time I was taking a flight.
有一次我搭飞机。
And I made a determination. I said, I'm not going to travel these 6 hours next to a stranger and not say something about Jesus to him.
所以我心里面做了一个决定，我决定在接下来这六个小时的航程里面，我要向旁人来谈讲，来宣讲耶稣。
And so, as I'm sitting on the plane waiting for others to get on, I sit in, always try to get the aisle seat, so there's two empty seats next to me.
然后当我在飞机上面是坐在靠走道的位置，然后当我在等待其他乘客登机的时候，我旁边的两个位置是空着的。
And I kept wondering, who's going to sit next to me that I'm going to preach to?
然后我心里就想说，谁将会坐在我的旁边，让我可以向他传福音呢？
And finally, I see this young man come and sit next to me.
然后最后有个年轻的小伙子坐到我旁边。
Looked like a very nice young man.
然后他是一个非常好的年轻人。
And so I'm just making small talk with him at first.
所以我先跟他简单的聊了一下。
And just as the plane is ready to, you know, is taxiing down the runway, getting ready to take off, I'm thinking, okay, I'm praying, Lord, I need to give me the courage and the words to say to this young man.
所以当飞机准备要在跑道上准备起飞的时候，我向神默祷，祈求神让我能够有勇气来向这年轻人来传福音。
And so as the plane is taking off, and we're just about leveling off,I go to turn to the young man to ask him if he's a Christian.
所以当飞机已经飞到高空之后呢，我就问这个年轻人说，请问你是基督徒吗？
But before I could ask the question, he starts barking like a dog.
但是当我还没开口之前，他已经
And he was going ruff, ruff, ruff.
像狗一样在吠。
And I thought, oh, this is strange.
然后我就想说，哎，这是个奇怪的人。
And so then I'm thinking, Lord, maybe this isn't who you really want me to talk to.
所以我想说，主啊，或许这不是你想要我传福音的对象吧。
So then I thought, no, I still have to try.
但是我想，我还是得试试看。
So I start to talk to him again.
所以我就试着想再跟他说，再跟他讲，再开口跟他说次话。
And then he begins cursing very loudly.
然后他就开始说咒诅的话。
And then I said, "Uh-oh, I'm in trouble."
然后我想说，糟了，我遇到麻烦了。
I've got a six-hour flight.
然后我这个航程有六个小时。
And I'm sitting next to a young man who was cursing and barking like a dog.
然后我却坐在一个不断的说脏话，然后又像狗一样乱吠的人旁边。
And come to find out, you know, he was very, very apologetic that he said he had a condition known as Tourette syndrome, which causes involuntary body movements and speech patterns.
但是后来这个年轻人他向我道歉，因为他身上有一种妥瑞症，会影响他的沟通，以及他身上会有一些不自主的肢体运动。
No matter how hard I tried, I just could not get the words in between the cursing and the barking.
但是不论我怎么努力，我还是没有办法在他的脏话以及他狗叫狗吠的声音当中来插进去跟他讲话。
So then I thought maybe on the return flight.
然后所以我就想说，或许在回程的时候。
But the return flight was a red eye flight. First thing the person did was go to sleep.
然后回程的班机它却是晚班的飞机，所以基本上旅客一上飞机就睡觉了。
So I'm still trying to find just the right person, the right moment.
所以我就希望呢，神能够让我一个在适当的时机遇到一个适当的人来传福音。
But I know that I have to do it.
但是我知道说我一定要做。
Maybe not on a flight, maybe it's in the grocery store.
或许即便不是在飞机上，那也可以是在一个杂货店里。
You know, maybe it's at a ball game.
或许甚至是在一个球场比赛的时候。
But I need, like all of us, we need to seize the opportunity when it presents itself.To share not only our love for Christ, but our love for the church. And it's true.
但是我们每一个人都要把握机会来传福音，为的是要向人来表达我们对神、对教会的那份爱，以及对神真理的认识。
So as followers of Christ, what should we be learning from this?
所以身为基督徒的我们从这件事情可以学到什么呢？
So the first and foremost, we should learn that from the point that even when things seem hopeless, there is hope.
首先我们要知道，即便是在最绝望的情境当中，依旧是有盼望的。
Because the Lord Jesus can change everything.
因为主耶稣他能够改变一切。
He is the Lord of life.
因为他是生命的主。
He is the creator of the universe.
他是世界的创造主。
He has counted the very hairs on your head.
他将我们 头上的每一只头发都数过了。
He can bring good from evil.
他能够将
He can turn darkness into light.
他能够将恶的变成善，将黑暗转变成光明。
Perhaps there's some here today who really need to hear this message.
然后或许在我们在座当中有些人非常适合这个讲题。
Maybe you have a physical infirmity.
或许我们身体上面有经历了一些病痛。
And you've been told by the doctors there's nothing they can do.
然后或许医生告诉你说他们已经束手无策了。
But the Lord Jesus can change the situation with just a word.
但是主耶稣他却能够用一句话将所有的情况来转变。
I don't know why everyone is not healed immediately like the leper.
我不明白为什么许多人的疾病没有办法像这个麻风病患一样得到立时的医治。
But I do know that he is able to do so.
但是我知道主耶稣他可以给予人立刻的医治。
Almost 10 years ago, the doctors told me I would be in a wheelchair in 5 years.
然后在大约十多年前，曾经有医生说我可能要坐轮椅坐上五年以上的时间。
And I'm still here standing in front of you.
但是我今天却依旧站在大众人的面前。
Only by the grace of God.
这完全都是因着耶稣，主耶稣的恩典。
You know, I don't think it has so much to do with our sincerity as it does with His will.
然后我相信这关键不是在于我们对神，神旨意的一个明白。
God sometimes has a plan for our lives that we just don't understand.
因为神他对我们生命有一个我们无法明白的一个计划。
So if you are in that type of situation today.
如果今天你不明白神在你身上的计划是什么。
I encourage you to turn to him for help.
然后我鼓励你要来回转到耶稣怀里来求他帮助。
Believe that God can heal you.
相信主耶稣能够医治你。
As James said, call upon the elders to lay hands upon you in prayer.
雅各长老鼓励我们说我们可以请长老为我们按手祷告。
And then you can rest in God's wisdom, because God has promised to give you peace and rest.
那么我们就能够在神的智慧里面得着身心的安息，因为神是给我们平安的应许。
Perhaps you're facing a financial situation.
或许我们今天面临了财务上的危机。
It seems hopeless.
然后已经绝望，没有办法改变了。
God has promised to supply your needs if you let him.
但是神却应许的，我们若愿意，他可以提供我们日用的饮食。
We just simply have to do what he says.
然后我们所需要的就是照神所主耶稣所吩咐的去做。
Be content with what we have.
然后对我们所有的来感到知足。
And trust God to provide what we truly need.
然后相信神会供应我们所需要的。
You may face a life situation that seems totally hopeless.
或许我们的生命面临了一个全然的绝望。
But if we turn to Jesus, the Lord can change our circumstances.
但是如果我们归向主耶稣，主耶稣就能够改变我们的境遇。
At the very least, he will change your attitude within those circumstances.
至少主耶稣能够改变我们面对苦难的态度。
Trust him day by day.
我们要每天来信靠耶稣。
He will provide for you day by day.
主耶稣他会将日用的饮食每日加给我们。
When he provided manna in the wilderness, how often did he provide it?
然后当主耶稣在当神在旷野给选民玛纳的时候，他是怎样给这些玛纳的呢？
Day by day.
每一天将玛纳赐下。
In the Lord's Prayer, he says, "Give us this day our daily bread."
正如同在主祷文主耶稣所说的，我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
Not our weekly bread or monthly bread.
神所给的不是一周的饮食，也不是一个月的饮食。
Our daily bread.
而是每天日用的饮食。
There were 2 days of the week that we should never worry about.
然后在一个星期当中有两天我们是完全不需要担心的。
Yesterday and tomorrow.
也就是昨天和明天。
Live in today.
因为我们要活在今天。
If we trust him, we need to also let him use us.
如果我们信靠神，我们要让神来使用我们。
And watch and see what he can do through us.
然后并且来看清神如何透过我们来使用我们，成为他的器皿，他的工人。
Because God can take the worst situation and use it for his glory.
因为神能够透过这个世界上的情境来成为彰显他荣耀的一个方的器皿。
If you give him the shattered pieces of your life,
如果我们愿意将我们生活当中的一个小片段来奉献给神，
Watch him carefully arrange those broken pieces.
然后我们来看看神如何将我们生活当中一些破碎的一些生命的经验来把它变成丰富。
Just like an artist who is working on a stained glass window.
就如同一个艺术家他在做那个拼镶的那个彩绘玻璃。
Can turn it into a work of art.
然后他可以透过一些小碎片将整个彩绘玻璃变成一个引人注目的艺术品。
Now the point is this.
它的关键在此。
Nothing is hopeless when the Lord of life walks with you.
当生命的主与我们同行的时候，是没有让人绝望的。
Never give up on him.
绝对不要放弃神。
Because he will never give up on you.
因为神绝不放弃我们。
So I encourage all of us to do something today.
所以今天我要鼓励大家来做一件事。
Tell the Lord that you trust him even in the midst of the seemingly darkest times of your life.
然后跟主耶稣说，即便是我们在我们生命最黑暗的时候，我依旧要信靠他。
Go back to the scriptures.
回到圣经里面。
Read his promises.
来读神的应许。
Do what he commands.
来做神所要求我们的诫命。
Rest in him.
然后在主怀里得着安息。
Patiently, faithfully wait on him in prayer.
凭着信心忍耐耐心的等候神的应许的成就。
Just trust him and see what he will do.
我们就在祷告当中来信靠神，来定睛看神要为我们做成就何等大事。
Secondly, we should learn from the leper the proper approach to handling these.Hopeless times.
然后同样的，我们要学习这麻风病患将人生最痛苦、绝望的时刻来交予给生命的主。
Face the reality that we are powerless to help ourselves.
我们要面对一个现实，对于我们生命中的绝境，我们是无能为力的。
Take our eyes off the problem and instead turn our eyes towards Jesus.
将我们的目光从我们的问题转向我们的救主耶稣。
Keep doing what God wants us to do.
然后不断的照着努力的去做神要我们做的事情。
You know, throughout every day, we have to make the same decision over and over.
然后在我们生活当中，我们每天都做类似的决定。
And that is, will I do things God's way?Or will I do things my way?
也就是我是否要照神的旨意，还是我自己的意思来过我的生活呢？
It takes an effort to do things trusting the one who died for us.
然后我们要努力的来选择做那为我们牺牲生命来拯救我们救主所要我们做的事。
And the third lesson is to remember that true love means looking past what you see on the surface.
然后第三就是真正的爱是让我们能够超越我们所看所想的。
So I often wonder, you know, while Jesus was healing this leper, I wonder what the crowd was doing.
然后我曾试想，当主耶稣医治这麻风病患的时候，周遭的这些众人在做什么？
Were they so distracted by the fact that the Lord Jesus had actually touched the leper?
他们是否被耶稣伸手摸这？麻风病患的动作给吓到了呢？
That perhaps they missed out on the miraculous healing?
或者是说他们对这奇迹式的医治感到惊讶？
Were they so hardened in their heart that they couldn't feel the joy that entered into this man's life?
或者是他们的心是如此的硬，他们看不出神的喜乐如何来安慰这个麻风病患的心？
You know, most of the people saw an unclean leper.Jesus saw a man with a heart of faith.
所以或许众人所看到的是一个得洁净的麻风病患，但是耶稣所看到的是一个充满信心的人。
Where others saw a crazy person, Jesus saw people who needed to be delivered from demonic possession.
然后或许有人看到的是一个疯狂的人，但是耶稣所看见的是一个想要得着医治的人。
Where others saw evil people,
或许人看到一个恶者,
Jesus saw people who were in bondage and he worked to set them free.
但是耶稣所看到的是一个被罪恶束缚，然后要得着，渴望得着释放的人。
If we are going to follow in his footsteps,
如果我们要跟从耶稣的脚中行,
If we are going to call ourselves true Christians,
如果我们要称我们自己是基督的门徒的话,
we must be willing to love those who have been cast aside by society.
那我们要学习耶稣来爱那些被这个世界所逐出放逐的人。
And if we will do this,
如果我们能够这样做,
God can use us to help bring healing and bring life and bring hope back to those who feel hopeless.
这样如果我们能够有效法耶稣，主耶稣就能够将我们成为祝福的器皿，将医治、希望，然后以及信心、生命带回给那一些绝望的人。
There was another sister in Dominican Republic.
然后在多米尼加还有另外一位姐妹。
And I noticed this time when I saw her face was, her countenance was very sad.
然后这次我遇到她的时候，她的情况也是让人心痛。
And come to find out that she recently, her husband, who was not a member, her husband, had left her and her two small children to be with someone else.
然后当我们她最近的情境是她未信的丈夫离弃了她，然后她的两个孩子也被人带走。
So she had no source of income.
然后她失去了经济的来源。
She had to move into a place we call the village, which is basically like a garbage dump.
然后她必须要搬进我们所谓的贫民窟。
And she was quite sad.
然后她非常的悲伤。
But thank God, she continues to come to church.
但感谢神，她依旧坚持的来教会。
And thank God, after speaking with her for a while, she came to realize that there's still hope.
然后感谢神，当我与她交谈了之后，她发现她的生命还有希望。
She needs to just put her faith and trust in Jesus.
她所要做的就是就是信靠耶稣。
Keep her hand tightly in his and let him do the rest.
然后紧紧地握住主耶稣，让神为他的生命来行出改变。
You know, it's a funny thing about money.
然后对于金钱本身是个耐人寻味的事。
It doesn't matter really if you are rich or if you are poor, you still worry about it.
不论你是有钱人还是贫穷人，你依旧担心钱财的问题。
If you are poor, you worry about How are you going to get some?
如果你很穷，你可能担心说，我要怎样赚到钱呢？
And if you are rich, you worry about how are you going to keep it.
然后，但是如果你是有钱人，你可能会担心说，我要如何来守住我的钱财呢？
It's why the Lord says the money is the root of all evil.
所以，这也就是主耶稣为什么说钱财乃是灌醉之根。
It really creates a lot of problems in our lives.
因为钱财在我们生里面制造了许多的问题。
It is a necessity, but it is one.That creates problems.
然后钱财它可以是我们的必需品，但它却也是制造我们问题的根源。
But there's always hope.
但我们生命当中依旧永远都有盼望。
If we just learn to trust God.
如果我们能够学习信靠神的话。
And hold fast to His unchanging hand.
然后紧握着神那永不改变的手。
Regardless of the situation.
不论今天的情况如何。
Never let go.
绝对不要松开那握紧耶稣的手。
And he will be willing to help you.
这样主耶稣他一定会愿意来帮助我们的。
Let's sing him 516.
请唱诗516首。
Thank God I had this opportunity to see all of you again.
感谢神让我能够与大家再次见面。
I ask for your prayers for the Tampa Church.
我们请大家继续为Tampa 教会祷告。
We also ask for your prayers for the church in Dominican Republic who's beginning a new construction project this coming Monday.
然后也请求大家为多米尼加教会来祷告，因为他们将于下星期开始建堂的工作。
And we pray that God will strengthen the members there and that the construction will go smoothly.
我们恳求神能够兼顾多米尼加弟兄姐妹的信心，让建堂的工作得以顺利完成。
And we also pray for the Irvine Church and the ESSC coming up.
也恳求神来祝福带领尔湾教会以及即将来临的灵恩布道会。
And God will move the hearts of every one of us to bring our family and friends.
愿神感动我们每一个人的心，能够带我们的亲朋好友来认识耶稣。
Let us pray.
让我们一同跪下祷告。